Welcome to this podcast.
Water Polo Expert Talk. Get the insights. Yeah, so we continue with the next episode of the Water Polo Expert Talk podcast. And so today we have another thrilling and very interesting partner here in the podcast and guest, Unai. So welcome to the podcast. And thanks for joining. It's maybe also not an easy period to get some guests here on board due to all the tournaments going around in preparation of the seasons for each of the clubs. So thanks for joining. And at the very beginning, it's up to you. So I wanted to give it over to you. So just for your short introduction of yourself, maybe.
Okay. First of all, it's a pleasure to join you. I'm Unai Lema. Right now I'm 20 years old. And for the last, 14 years, I've been playing in water polo in Barceloneta. And now for this upcoming season, I'm going to be playing in Duisburg. It's a new journey. I'm really excited to it. I can't wait to get to Germany and start learning the new culture, new language, my new teammates, and see what the future waits for me.
Yeah, so you already mentioned that you're joining to Germany, so which is a little nice, let's say, fun fact, because your name was dropped by another teammate from Barcelona, and it was not really the first intention to get here in the podcast because you're moving to Germany, but hey, it's a nice benefit.
Exactly.
So you already mentioned that you joined the water polo as sport really in Barceloneta and played for Barceloneta the cup a couple of years. Maybe you can give us some more information about the very beginning. So do you really remember the first time you get in touch with water polo? Because I think in Barcelona it's not so easy to get not in touch with water polo.
Yeah, actually I started playing due to my brother. My brother started playing water polo there in Barceloneta. And so I went just behind him, you know. I was like, started learning how to swim first. And as soon as I was old enough to grab the ball, they just put me on the team and I started playing. And yeah, of course, my first memories of water polo is just watching my brother's game. Just maybe not knowing still what it was, but just watching and learning how to play. And as years went by, I started to just thinking, wow, this is for me, you know. I'm like really enjoying this. I'm having a nice time. I love being in the pool. So that's, and then, yeah, since I was five, I started playing until now.
Until now, yeah. So it's really, let's say, a totally different atmosphere, landscape and environment when you compare Duisburg to Barcelona. Yeah, so is it maybe for the most kids or young players or players as such in the water polo community, it's really then the highest level of water polo to play there, and you play there and leave there. Yeah, so it's maybe then little bit strange for somebody who was really reaching to go to Barcelona, and you are saying, okay, I'm coming from Barcelona, would like to see something different. I go to Germany, for example. Mm. Yeah. So at the moment, do you understand these little thoughts or concerns from these people?
Of course. Yeah. I mean, in my situation, I think everyone wants to play in Barcelona, especially right now after we won the Champions League and we're maybe at the top of the sport in a club level, you know. But honestly, in my situation, maybe I thought for my career the best move was to go to a place that I could get more minutes, more playing time, and which would give me the experience I need to maybe, I don't know, someday come back and have a bigger role in the team and play an important part, you know, which is in the end, it's what I want. It's what I would love. So maybe it's because of that I'm moving to Germany. And also, I thought it was, and when it came out, I thought it was a great opportunity for me because it's a different country. I wanted to like just change where I was. I wanted to just, get to know something new and also play at the in the European level also, which Duisburg is. So I think it's a I'm really looking forward to it,
Yeah, so at least yeah, so you're really in the age range, let's say, that way, at the, let's say, beginning of the really senior career, maybe, to say, okay, I would like to see something different, like in Barcelona, and maybe then you move to Germany. Who knows what the future will bring? Then you go to, I don't know, Italy, Spain, back,
Yeah, I mean,
Croatia. Yeah. So, but the, if I understand it correctly, so the main point is really to get more time to play, more opportunities to play, to grow, and then maybe in the future, you already mentioned, maybe then the path goes back to Barcelona, really. In the or the with the advantage to have these kind of experiences than from the other
exactly.
stations.
Exactly. I mean, this has be I've been like officially 3 years with the Barceloneta senior team. And at first, when I first went from the junior level to the senior team, was with like, okay, I'm maybe we're a 16, 15 group guys, 15 players in the team. We're only 13 then, now 14 players just playing the game. So I'm more of a reserved guy, but the thing is, I'm practicing with the top guys from the sport every day, and I'm learning a lot from them, just from each one of them. So that's what I was looking for at the moment, Like maybe give more importance to the everyday things I could learn from them instead of playing a lot of minutes or a lot of playing time in maybe on another club, which could give me those minutes. So, but yeah, after the years went by, now with 20 years old, I think there's maybe nothing else I could learn from that side, and maybe the what I need to learn now is the what I gained from the experience of playing. So that's basically what I was looking for. I mean, of course, I can learn every day from them, but maybe now a lot of people would tell me now you I need to play, I need to gain experience. So that's basically it.
Yeah, so and we took a moment looking back again on the very early stages of your career. So are there any, let's say, special memories or special activities or something special you think, looking backwards, saying, okay, this was maybe something which clubs like Barceloneta or Spanish clubs as such doing very good or very well, or instead of other countries, maybe in the, in your case, you are not really familiar with other scenarios or other countries. But when you say, okay, looking back for me as a young player, as a young athlete, this was something that was very good and gives you a little or a good starting point from there, something
Yeah,
special.
maybe yes. Well, maybe there's around the our club usually around the winter time. Usually in the winter break, they celebrate like a journey days with the whole all the age group levels. Like from I don't know from 10 years old team to the senior team, they get together and play like friendly matches, like with small fields, and you get to mix it up. Like a 10-year-old kid is playing with the maybe with the captain of the senior team and with the goalie of the 16-year-old team. So that stuff. And I remember 1 year the whole senior team came, and afterwards we were like all waiting for them to sign us t-shirts, caps, get a picture with them. So maybe that's one of the key things I always remember. You'll remember that made me want to keep playing, and especially once I reached the senior team, I also looked forward to this day because I loved it to kind of repay it and do the same thing that the senior team of when I was 10 year old did with me.
Yeah, so which is, I could imagine it's a strange, let's say, feeling for you, yeah?
Yeah.
So knowing really both sides, yeah? So you are a little
kid. Yeah, because I remember when I was 10 years old, a senior team guy was lifting me just to shoot it harder. And then when I was 18, 19 years old, I was doing the same. So so it was really fun. And maybe another thing also, that maybe at the moment you didn't want to, but then when you look back at it, it was really fun that your coaches kind of made you go to the senior team games, especially the Champions League ones. And maybe, I don't know, when you're a kid and you're not into the sport yet, you think of it, oh, they're making me do something. They're forcing me to go to this game, which I don't know who's playing. But once you look back to it, I was like, I can think of it, wow, I was watching some really high level as a 10, 12-year-old kid. And when maybe there's people in the whole world that really loves this sport that are not able to. So it was, yeah, that was also a really fun part. Because and also cheering on the team, cheering for them, you know, like helping in a way, helping them to win the game. I don't know. It was... Yeah. Also really cool. It was like a good club activity also.
When you say, okay, you was, let's say, forced in some ways to watch these games, maybe there are also activities like that in other clubs. Yeah, so we do this also here in our club with the young kids going to the games of the first team or the senior team. And do you think it's not really... let's say, enough to watch these games, but you have also the same inner motivation to watch these games, to learn from them, because it's not only the watching, because you need to watch and maybe to understand things who are going around in the water. So it's a little bit different between watch and watch somehow.
Yeah, I understand. Yeah. Of course, I mean, maybe at first, you just by watching it, you can like get attached to it. And like, I don't know, as a kid, maybe you're still not familiar with all the tactical stuff. And so just watching that player score an amazing goal, or the goalie make an amazing save, maybe that stalks on you and maybe you try to replicate it. And once you get to the higher level and start to understand that tactical stuff, I think that's when you start. That's when the most important part of watching the game begins. Mm. Like, you have to pay attention, and because essentially that's when you learn the most. Like, watching the best players in the sport perform live, I think that's, especially if you have them like 10 meters away, that's when you, what you say, you have to start watching but paying attention, mm-hmm. and maybe writing stuff down just so you can. Of course, if you want to get to that level, you can do that stuff. Start practicing that stuff in your trainings and your games, in everything. But so, yeah, I mean,
it's really to take this thing a little bit more seriously. Yeah,
exactly.
That's I think the point, at least from my observation. Let's say it that way. Yeah. So that there are kids. Okay, I'm coming to the game anyway. And then you have to convince other guys to come, and then that's really a difference between watching and take it a little bit seriously. At least we are not on the level, to be honest, with clubs like Barceloneta or Champions League clubs or whatever. But when you, as you mentioned, want to reach maybe the senior team somewhere in the future, maybe then you have to take it a little bit more seriously. That's the difference.
But especially for me, I think it was funnier and maybe more exciting once I understood what the senior teams were doing in the game. Mm-hmm. At least for me, it was like exciting, you know, because I was like, oh, I was identifying, okay, oh, they're making that play, or they're doing this because of that. And that's when it started to get like to make sense for me. So everything started to make sense. So I don't know if it happens for everybody, but that was kind of cool for me, you know, to try to get to the why are they doing this? Why they made that play? They made that pass. I think that was also an important part of it.
Yeah. So which maybe then brings another little thought to my mind, why we are talking about this, is that maybe then you have as a club a little philosophy of playing where you have more or less the same things you play from the under 12, 40, 60, 80 up to the senior team, more or less. Yeah, but when somebody like you or young players are going then to the next level, that's not totally new for them. Yeah, so that more or less some of the things are similar to all the other teams in the club.
Yeah, yes, yes. Especially in Barceloneta, since most of the national team players are made by Barceloneta players, it's like the senior team plays similar than the Spanish national team, you know? Mm-hmm. So, and then the under 18, 14, 16 Barceloneta teams, they're trying to play like the senior team of Barceloneta, which is also, you're ultimately playing like the national team, senior national team. So, and that consists basically from, since you're young, they're teaching you defense is the most important part. If you don't get scored by, you cannot lose the game. So
sometimes it's so easy.
Yeah, exactly. I always, sometimes when I'm with young kids, like, I don't know, helping out coaches and stuff, that I like to tell them that, because you can see in their face that it's like, okay, yeah, that makes sense. Like, if you don't get scored by, you cannot lose. So that's the first thing they teach you. Defense is the important part. How we're going to play that defense? We're going to make we're going to do a high press. Obviously, as soon, maybe that press starts when you're 14, maybe. But yeah, this high press. And why we're doing this high press? Just to, as soon as we get the ball back, a fast transition. Those are like the two basic stuff from Barceloneta and maybe Spanish water polo. Mm-hmm. High pressing and quick transitions. And then, of course, if you got a nice shooters, nice sensors, everything in offense, it's easier, you know. But if I always remembered playing that way when I was young in Barceloneta, and it ended up translating into the senior team. So that's maybe the groundwork that they do at the Barceloneta. And I think essentially in all the Spanish clubs as well.
Yeah. So it's, as you said, it's sometimes so easier. So when you get less goals than the other, so you're more or less in a good position to win the game at the end.
Exactly.
and also another discussion I had also with some guys from Barcelona or from Spain, goalie perspective, that they say, okay, the goalkeeper or the goalie, it's a much more important role during these water polo games after all the changes or rules changes or adoption of the rules. And that's the key, a key before also a key position, but it's more critical when you do not have really a good goalie in the goal.
Of course.
Yeah. So it goes in the same direction, I would say.
Yeah. Of course. I mean, you're focusing on your defense. So in the end, the primary defense player is a goalie. So, I mean, everything starts back there. So if you have a good goalie who gives you good confidence that if you maybe allow a shot that it would have been better if you hadn't, but even that the goalie saves it, it just boosts you up, you know? You can like, okay, I know that he has my back, so I can be more aggressive, that I know that the goalie will help me, you know? So, of course, it just plays a big role in this defense.
Yeah.
Especially being like really far away from the goal, you know? and everything.
At the early beginning of your career. So are there any persons or coaches or teammates or assistants where you say, okay, these guys really have a big influence of my career?
I mean, for me, I've learned a lot from all my coaches since I was young until now, you know. You can always learn something from it. But maybe there was a coach who was with me like from since I was 10 to I was until I was 18. And maybe he was a big important, he played a big role on me, because I mean, I played every year for him, you know. So he was like one of the main guys for me in Barceloneta. And also, maybe I would say there was some teammates, goalie who was my age, who also like grew up with me, like since we started playing together, and he just ended in Barceloneta under 18 with me. So we just made all the journey together, you know? So yeah, but I mean, but all my teammates were important for me. I have big, good, really good memories from them. And also all the coaches, even from not only from Barceloneta, also from this high level performance center in Spain, where from 16 until 8 years, from yeah, I think it's since you're 16 until you're 18, you're practicing there. So they're also a big, they play also a big role on my career.
Yeah, so it's maybe not so easy to mention someone specifically.
Yeah,
So
there's
because
maybe I'm
it's really an
forgetting a lot, but
orchestration, yeah. So of many people. So when you right now played, I don't know, you said the last 3 years for the senior team also.
yes, I mean my last junior year I was already practicing with the senior team, so plus the 2 extra years after finishing junior year,
Yeah.
so 3 total years, yeah.
And what do you think, or what would you say are the biggest differences between then, or is it, the gap, was it really so big, or was it not so big because you already trained with them and practiced with them? Because we have, at least in Germany, yeah, the problem that we have for sure not the amount of players like you in Spain maybe to yeah move to the first senior team regardless of the club and then also to the national team, but we have each time the discussion about the gap between maybe the first team and the under 18 team when you were in a club where you do not have a second team
Yeah.
and that's really the difference. So what do you think about that?
Well, I think in Barceloneta is the toughest place where you can like go from
Absolutely.
the junior level to the senior team. It's really hard like to just to stay there and gain the big role on the team after going through all the youth levels, you know? But for me, I think I had already of course, there's a big gap because you're talking about one of the biggest teams in the world, you know? But for me, since I had already been practicing with all the, I don't know, under 16 national teams, under 18 national teams, and I practiced for 3 years in this high level performance center I was telling you about before, which ultimately that's where the senior national team practices also. So in this center, they're preparing you for the national team and eventually also the Barceloneta senior team. So I kind of knew what it was, but of course, like once you're in there, it's like there's some things you cannot imagine. You cannot think about it when you're playing in the junior levels. It's like there's you can the stuff that you can learn, the stuff that but not also the stuff you can learn, but the stuff you have to be willing to do just to try and keep up with them. It's unbelievable, you know. It's honestly, I think luckily, I think I was a really hard worker, so I could keep up maybe physically with them. But there's a point that the tactic stuff, like you have to be really prepared for it. But yeah, I mean, the gap's there, you know.
So for sure. Yeah. So, and you already mentioned that it's maybe not a usual, normal location, club, whatever. Yeah. So, which it's really the top of the top. And maybe you already played also for the national team in the junior section, and you already know how it is to win titles and so on. So maybe then also with the looking back. How do you define success? Maybe in 20 years when we talk again, then the definition is for sure another one, maybe.
Maybe,
But
maybe, maybe,
but
man.
for now, you already know, as mentioned, to win titles, to play these games of this kind of level in Spain with the national team. How do you define success for your own, maybe for as a first step?
I mean, I think everyone, of course, everyone wants to win, and everyone thinks success, of course, success comes related with winning, but it gets to a point that you're not gonna be able to win all the tournaments, all the championships, all the leagues. There's gonna get to a point it's gonna be really tough because the other teams are also competing for it, you know. So I think maybe success, you reach success once you're satisfied with how you played, you know, because maybe I ended up third or second. I lost the final, but I was like, okay, we gave our best. We gave it all. Just wasn't meant to be. And maybe there's nothing else you could have done just to get to the top level, to the gold medal, you know? So I think, of course, winning is really nice. It's the best feeling, but I think success is, it's kind of hard, but yeah, I think it's related to both your satisfaction level with how you play, but also with the results you obtain, you know?
Yeah. So, for example, a success could also be to get all the experience you collect
exactly.
during a tournament, even, as you said, when you are not able to win the gold, the silver medal or whatever. And that could also be then a success, let's say long-term success.
Exactly, yeah.
To have these kinds of experience, yeah.
Because maybe you can use that in another championship and you end up winning that championship. So,
exactly.
Of course.
Yeah. And we already know that the Spanish senior team, national team, is very successful over the last couple of years, which is not really a secret. Let's say that way. It's semi-obvious. And when you play for the junior team and have all the successes and tournaments and wins from the senior team, is this some kind of pressure for the team or for the junior team, or do you feel any pressure based on the success of the senior team sometimes? So
I don't think so. I think it's even better because as much as they win, so it forces you to want to be part of the team, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And so the best way for it is just to win all your junior championships. So that way it's more probable you're going to end up in the senior team, you know? So I think it's really cool that the senior national team is winning as much as it's winning recently. So, and I think that's for the kids, just to have these role models to look up to and try to be as successful as them. I don't think it's a pressure. For me, at least, it's not a pressure. It's just a motivation to just work harder and just try to perform as good as possible on these junior level championships.